Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we continue with Chapter 98, Perek Tzadiches. Chapter 98 is another chapter that we recite as part of our Kabbalah Shabbos liturgy. It continues our journey through the Messianic experience. To put it into context and review, Chapter 95 is about the ingathering of exiles. 96 is about how that will affect the entire world. Last chapter, 97, focused on how it will feel for Tzion, for the Jewish nation, when the world finally reaches that paradisical moment. We, who for so long stood alone in our beliefs and our faith, will finally be able to stand together with an entire world who at long last will also serve Hashem, and the overwhelming joy that will bring us. And our chapter 98 turns its attention back to the world, to see their reaction, this time, to us. Because now, as the long and painful chapter of Galus, exile, finally will close, there will be a clear and definitive picture that will emerge both of the Jewish nation's faith and faithfulness to Hashem through it all, and also of how Hashem protected us, cared for us, and was with us through it all. And when he finally takes us home, and the miracles that will accompany this homecoming, that will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name, to everyone. Verse 1, Mizmor, Shiru LaHashem, Shir Chadash, Ki Nefla'os Asa, Hoshia Lo Yemino Uzroa Kacho. A Mizmor. Sing a new song to Hashem, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought him the deliverance. So, sing to Hashem. And it's a new song, as we mentioned back in 96. The miracles of Mashiach get all of us to sing differently than ever before. And we will all be singing this time. And unlike previous miracles, this miracle will herald in a new time that will last, a joy that will last forever. So yes, it is a new song. The Medrash notes the right hand, the holy arms, Roa Kacho, in that all through exile, Hashem has not shown his power, not shown his strength. The composers of our liturgy, our daily prayers, were the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. The Gemara Yuma asks, why were they named Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the men of the great assembly? Why Gdola? It is because they returned the crown, so to speak, to Hashem. Moshe had called Hashem Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yirmiyahu, who experienced the awful trauma of the destruction of the temple, came and said, strangers are dancing in his palace. We are not experiencing the awesomeness of Hashem. And he stopped saying Hanora, awesome. Daniel, who saw the Jews in the Babylonian exile and saw the degradation, the slavery, the demeaning misery that had become our reality, and Hashem wasn't doing anything, he stopped saying Hagibor, the mighty. But what did the Anshei Knesset Hagdola say? They said, through the exile, we do see Hashem's power. It's a different kind of power. It is the power that we learned about in chapter 92, where Hashem lets the evil continue for a time. He holds back his Roach Kacho. He holds back his power because that is what is necessary for the world and for the ultimate good of his children. And Hashem's awesomeness, that is the tremendous miracle of Jewish survival through exile. And so they taught us to begin our Shmona Esrei with the words Hagadol, Hagibor, VeHanora. So there is a different kind of presence of Hashem during exile. But now that the era of Mashiach has begun, Yimino Uzro Kacho, Hashem's right hand and holy arm will finally be apparent to all. Rav Hirsch notes the use of Zro Kacho, holy arm, here as well as in Sefer Yeshayah, chapter 52, where it says that Hashem will bear his holy arm, Chasof Hashem as Roach Kacho. What is Roach Kacho? It is the understanding that even when Hashem is exercising justice, and even when he needs to punish, it is never purely destructive. There is always a holy objective, a higher goal. Verse 2. Hodiah Hashem Yeshuaso le'inei ha'goyim gilat tzidkaso. Hashem has made known his salvation. He has revealed his merciful justice in full view of the nations. Ever since Hashem chose the Avos, the forefathers, to carry his name on this earth, there has been an unbreakable bond between Hashem's name and the Jewish people's survival. Hashem connected us to his name and showed his name through us. Through suffering, through miracles, people have always learned about Hashem through our experience. And now, when the world is finally ready to listen, to attend Hashem's school of life, their education will center around our experiences. Hashem's miracles for us will teach the world his righteous ways. Verse 3. Zachar chasto ve'emunaso leveis Yisrael. Ra'u kol afse aretz es Yeshuas Elokeinu. He has remembered his kindness and his loyalty to the house of Yisrael. All the ends of the earth have seen the Yeshua of our Hashem. Many commentaries, Mitzudos, Malbim, Radak, explain this kindness as referring to Hashem's kindness and Hashem's steadfast hold on the promise he made to us that the day would come and he would bring us back home. As we say at the Pesach Seder, Baruch Shomer Haftachaso, blessed is Hashem who guards his promise. And every day in Modim, Magain Yishenu, Hashem protects and shields our salvation, ensuring that at the right time, it will happen. But Sfarno explains these words not as expressions of Hashem's salvation, but as the cause of it. The Emuna references the relationship that Hashem built with our forefathers, and Hashem's promise because of that beautiful relationship to never let go of their children. And what is Chesed? At the very beginning of our history, when Hashem asked us to follow him into a desert, we did. We followed with trust that Hashem would take care of us, protect us, and bring us home. Hashem said, I have never forgotten the kindness of your youth, the kindness of your young love to me. Hariu Lashem kol ha'aretz, pitru v'ranenu v'zameru. Shout out to Hashem, all the earth. Break into joyous song and make music, says verse 4. There is tremendous joy in this chapter. As the human world approaches a time of justice, of kindness and goodness, the earth could not be happier. And we will see later in this parak, this chapter, how the earth and its parts literally can't contain themselves. They almost seem giddy with joy. Zamru Lashem bechinor, bechinor v'kol zimra. Make music to Hashem on the lyre with melodious song. Remember the lyre, the kinor? That is the instrument, Rav Hirsch tells us, that allows us to contemplate, to think about life and our place in it, to think about our relationship with Hashem. And perhaps what we contemplate, or the conclusion of our contemplation, is what is expressed in the next verse, verse 6. Bechatzotros, v'kol shofar, hariu lifnei hamelech Hashem. With trumpets and the sound of the shofar, make a joyful sound before the king Hashem. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would always blow the shofar and the chatzotros together. Sometimes, like on Rosh Hashanah, the chatzotros were on either side and the shofar in the middle. And sometimes, like on a fast day, the chatzotros were in the middle with the shofar on each side. Rav Hirsch explains that these two musical instruments, the trumpet and the shofar, were employed for two different purposes. While the trumpet was used by us to call out to others to gather for war or for other purposes, and for us to call out to Hashem, to beseech from him his mercy and help. The shofar is the instrument, the tool that Hashem uses when he wants to call out to us. The cry of the shofar, Hashem's shofar, pierces through our innermost hearts to reach us at our deepest points, to remind us that Hashem loves us, made us, has a plan for us. So, with the chatzotros, the trumpets, we talk to Hashem. And with the shofar, he talks to us. And we are told here, don't blow the chatzotros without blowing the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't just cry out to Hashem without a commitment to let Hashem cry out to us. We sometimes define prayer as our pouring out our hearts to Hashem, our expressing ourselves to Him. And this is true, but only half true. This is the chatzotros part of our service. The other part is letting Hashem in. Hashem wants a relationship with us. Verse 7, Yiram hayam umlo'o tevel v'yoshveva. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all who live in it. And verse 8, Neharos yimcha uchaf, yachad harim yiranenu. Let rivers clap hands, let mountains exult together. You hear the joy? Especially the parts of nature that Hashem had created to support civilization and settlement. They will be so glad, so grateful, and so excited that finally, finally, for the first time in history, the world is functioning as it was meant to be. Verse 9, Lifnei Hashem kiva l'shpot ha'aretz, yishpot tevel b'tzedek v'amim b'meisharim, before Hashem, for he will have arrived to rule the earth. He will rule the world justly and its peoples with fairness. The world will finally be a fair and kind world. We, the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, do not need to fear this judgment, this rule. We, like the natural world, can and should rejoice in Hashem's return to the world that will begin with our salvation and conclude with a good and just world. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishma Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.